This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are, by a certain way of reckoning, living in the app economy. There are apps that'll let you get your grocery shopping done, get your clothes washed, get your garage cleaned out, as well as get you from point A to point B, hence the phenomenon of everything trying to be the Uber of everything. The operating principle here is that smartphones connect people who want a job done with those who need the work. But as Marketplace's Adam Allington reports, there are some ups and downs in the Uberized economy.
3 years ago, A.J. Brustein was a brand manager for Coca-Cola. At the time, he noticed one problem that Coke's merchandisers, the companies who keep Coke stocked on store shelves, constantly struggled with.
Almost every single time, they would get a phone call from, let's say, a store manager of a Walmart. And that store manager would say, hey, you just sold out of Coke Zero. We need you to come in right now and restock the shelves.
Unplanned stops meant delays and diverting staff from other jobs, which all added up to lost sales and increased costs.
Paying overtime, extra transportation costs, consumers are buying Pepsi instead of Coke.
So Brustein and his co-founder pitched Coke on an idea for an app they call Wonolo, which stands for Work Now Locally. The app allowed companies to post these extra unexpected jobs on Wonolo, where they could find vetted temps to do the work, just like, say, using TaskRabbit to find someone to clean your garage. Wonolo has since spun off from Coke, but haven't we always had temp workers in our economy? Has anything really changed? The answer is yes, and the reason is smartphones and GPS.
The ability to create a marketplace really depends on being able to match buyers and sellers.
Stuart Thornhill teaches entrepreneurial studies at the University of Michigan. Thanks to the smartphone most of us carry in our pocket, the ease of finding people ready to take on a little extra work has made it frighteningly easy for companies to offload jobs that would otherwise go to full-time staff.
If I were a labor organizer or on the workforce side, I'd find that a very concerning trend. If I were on the corporate employment side, I would see that as a cost-cutting measure.
If you can throw it in a bag, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
This is Joe Franco. Franco works as a personal shopper for Instacart in Washington, D.C. Instacart is an app allowing people to order groceries, like the ones from this Whole Foods, and then have them delivered directly to their house. No fleet of trucks, no inventory, just software.
Hello.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I lied. They totally had the vitamin water. Coconut water. It was just
cool.
In front of the store.
No problem. Thank you so much.
Yep, have a great day.
As a senior at the University of Maryland, Franco says the flexibility Instacart provides is key.
So I take classes in the morning and I'm done by around noontime. So on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'll typically work from 2 to 9 p.m.
Franco has worked for Instacart for about a year. He's paid by commission based on the quantity of groceries he picks up and how many deliveries he makes.
Typically, shoppers earn between $12 to $20 an hour. I've certainly had times where it's been more lucrative than that.
Still, at some point, many of us hope to have a real job, the kind covered by basic labor laws like overtime, unemployment insurance, Social Security, or even the occasional sick day. All benefits companies like Instacart, Uber, and Wonolo don't have to offer. The reason is that the companies say the people doing the work are technically independent contractors. Dean Baker is an economist at the Center for Economic Policy Research. He says the contractor loophole is creating a speedy race to the bottom.
So if people are willing to work 2 or 3 hours, you know, helping set up a display at a store or mow someone's lawn or something like that, they're not doing that simply because you have this app on the web. They're doing that because of a larger set of policies that deprive them of alternatives.
By acting as middlemen in the market for temp work, Baker says these gig companies are able to skirt labor laws while putting pressure on other industries to do the same.
That's simply bad for the economy. We should have the same set of regulations everywhere. And it really doesn't matter if they order you over the web. It should be the same.
Baker says there's a key distinction between creating work and creating jobs. He points to Uber, which has 850 permanent employees and over 160,000 drivers. Jordan Metzer is the CEO of Washio, a mobile app for laundry washing. Maybe laws do need to change, he says, but people are going to use new technology, and he feels most people are savvy enough to seek out the work that suits them.
You know, a lot of our drivers are either music instructors or yoga teachers or students or professionals getting, you know, a new degree. And so it's an awesome opportunity to make additional capital.
According to the Department of Labor, the U.S. has around 2.8 million temp workers, which is a record. But those numbers only count the people employed by temp agencies and don't include a single person working in the gig economy. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.